Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, I suppose there's one massive observation, really, that that we experience every August, and that's much lighter volumes, much kind of almost choppier trading conditions. And it's really just because a lot of traders and investors are physically on holiday. They're away from their desk. And what we find during times like this is there's operators like your market makers that look to move prices just to clear markets out and chase stop losses. So it is a difficult trading condition for that alone. Plus, we've got what seems evident is that these markets are bouncing from news event to news event. So and what you're finding in between is a significant amount of sort of nothing. And then the news event hits, the market sort of reacts to that news event. And a good example is PPI on Tuesday. The market reacted with extreme volatility. We got a similar result yesterday with the CPI numbers, and the markets reacted in a very flat way with a little bit of stop loss chasing. So outside of normal conditions, markets are very, very light right now. So we just have to build that into our positioning or decision-making as well. And perhaps doing something like lowering your expectations to the upside is not a bad idea. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. The good news about consolidated markets is eventually prices will break out. When they break out, they often present some decent opportunities. But let's see. So please see our risk warning currently up on the screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, and also risk trade management as well, along with trade psychology. All very important features, of course, and there's a lot of education on each of these topics, but we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. Okay, so it does seem like these markets do require a higher degree of patience at the minute because of these lighter market conditions. So let's start with Forex Factory. And so on Tuesday, like I said, core PPI coming in below expectations. We had a surprise rate cut from the RBNZ. We had a 25 basis point rate cut there. We had inflation in the UK come in higher than previous, but lower than expected. So I suppose a net gain, if you could call it. And then yesterday, CPI numbers coming in slightly below expectations on the year-on-year number. We're expecting a 3%. So this is the lowest we've seen now. We'd have to go back to, let me give you a more precise date. So the last time we were back around these levels is May 2021. Well, it came, that's when we saw a big spike higher. So could argue April 2021. So really 3 years, three and a bit years, we've had elevated inflation. It's come right back. And now there's an expectation for these deflationary impacts to actually bring this headline inflation number back to 2%, which is the Fed's target. So we've got this strange dynamic where the Fed wants to start cutting rates. We're seeing minimal improvements on the headline CPI level, although there's certain elements within it that are really looking quite deflationary. And the problem with deflating is that, will it stop exactly where you want it to? Which presents another series of problems for financial markets. Okay, so as we look for today, then we've got overnight, there was unemployment numbers for the Australian economy. We've seen a positive improvement in employment change. So more people are at work, but at the same time, we see an uptick in unemployment numbers. So again, it's really hard to kind of marry these events. You can add significantly more workers to the workforce, but the unemployment rate goes up. And we get this a lot with unemployment numbers. GDP later on today, this news event was out, of course, just within the last hour. So UK GDP is pretty flat. So what we have is a stagflating economy. We have higher inflation. We have stagnating growth. Prelim GDP coming in at 0.6. Previously 0.4. So this is coming in worse for the UK economy on a month by month basis. It's to add more insult to injury, with it being a summer market condition, we also have bank holiday in France and Italy. So this session will be lighter as a result. And then this afternoon, it's probably the final step of three important news events: the PPI on Tuesday, the CPI on Wednesday. And now Thursday, we've got retail sales and unemployment numbers. So likely to, if we get a big surprise to the upside in the unemployment claims number, we get a decent market reaction. Retail sales, you can see core retail sales, excluding food and energy, look down, but the headline retail sales numbers look mildly positive. So one up, one down. Not too sure what sort of impact that might have. We'll have a look at it in a bit more detail now this morning, going into this lunchtime. And the unemployment claims, we've seen what happened 2 weeks ago. We're at that stage again. It feels a little bit more like a non-farm payroll number now than it does just a weekly unemployment claims number. But if we get a large shock to the upside, you may experience a bit of a strong reversal relatively quickly. So bear that in mind. And tomorrow, really, there's nothing of any major interest: building permits and consumer sentiment. Consumer sentiment will be quite interesting. So we begin to fizzle out a little bit after this lunchtime. Okay, so with this in mind then, guys, I'm just seeing the camera. Sorry, I do need to put the lights on, actually. I thought I didn't need to, but I clearly do. Okay. Okay, so yesterday's rate cut, we anticipate it would have a net positive impact. We thought the indices would rally a little bit more. We spoke about these resistance levels around the 54.50, 54.60 level, which is where we're at with the S&P 500. Got a little bit to go with the NASDAQ. We've broken out of this descending level. We could probably rally still up to the 50 period moving average for those tech stocks. They're still kind of bouncing off their lows, like the indices are. So we've got to be careful in the sense that these markets could absolutely roll back over to the downside. We anticipate it probably needs a catalyst to do that. So you'd want some really bad economic data, retail sales to come in really negative, unemployment claims to come in much, much higher than expected. So there needs to be some catalyst for that sell trade. We finally got a little bit of a move to the downside yesterday for crude oil. question mark over crude oil at the minute. And yesterday we started to see some dollar strength. Now today looks like there's a little bit of perhaps dollar weakness. Yesterday with the euro dollar, it kind of rallied up to the 110.45 and has kind of bounced off that level. And there was an interesting opportunity as well. I'll just share it with you. So this little bit of indecision over the last 5 or 6 days, we're looking for this to roll back over to the downside. At the time of entry, it looked like a bearish head and shoulders pattern. Slightly lopsided, but it was this little breakout here which interests us, and all we've seen still is just a bit of stop loss chasing, really, off that news event. This market kind of rallied, and we'll see if it's got any momentum to continue to kick higher. We're not sure that it does, but the dollar is in a bit of a strange place, like we've been saying for a few days. So significant weakness against the euro. So yesterday we had weakness against the euro. We had dollar strength against the pound. We had dollar strength against the yen. We had nothing really against the Swiss franc. A very sort of bland market completely. Yesterday we had a bit of dollar strength against the CAD, a bit of dollar strength against the Aussie, and also a significant move to the downside due to that RBNZ rate cut. So the only market that's been kind of held up really is where we've not seen the dollar strength is in the euro and the yen. Now, that has the potential to change. We can certainly anticipate a little bit of the potential for a bit of dollar weakness now today. Yeah, the dollar is in a bit of a strange place for us. So look, we were expecting a bit of a rally yesterday, and we were able to get one. NASDAQ as well. Let's see if we get further upside. We do have space for the NASDAQ to rally. It's going to largely depend on the what's going on with the AI stocks. Potential further upside for the Dow Jones. We actually got a good rally yesterday out of the Dow Jones. We're very interested to see if we would get that, if we'd get a little bit of a rotation. So we've now kind of pulled back into resistance. Very close to the 200 period moving average now for the Nikkei. So this is an area now where this market is likely to need to make some decisions. So there may be some decent opportunities fairly soon. We're still in this little long pullback. Same situation for the German DAX. We're now running into these resistance levels. So we've kind of got to be careful with these markets in the sense that we did get a small upside move in the euro yesterday against the yen. Not so much against the pound. So from an opportunity perspective, the markets aren't great right now. We were certainly expecting a bit of a significant move yesterday off the back of the CPI number coming in lower. We would have expected the indices to rally, which they did. but not to a very significant extent. And we're expecting the dollar to weaken. Which it really didn't. So maybe today we get a little bit of that dollar weakness begin to filter through. We'll have to wait and see. So from an opportunity perspective, we've got quite a few markets trading around strong support levels. And it'd be worth watching the yen to see how the yen performs. Commodities. So we did get a little bit further extension to crude oil to the downside. So we can probably have a short-term bearish move in crude oil. We're now seeing gold prices begin to rally again, very close to all-time highs. So strong resistance at these higher levels. And we just broadly have a bit of a kind of a messy backdrop. So let's try and keep all options open today. The next news event is going to be important. Retail sales and unemployment claims. And it looks like these markets are just bouncing from one news event to the other. So again, we do have risk on stroke mixed market dynamics. Crude oil, we can have a look at crude oil again. This time it'd be below, whoops. So yesterday's low is the 75.70. So we're exactly $1 lower. So 75.70 is the level. Okay, so yen weakness didn't really get much follow through, really, and you do have to work with really wide stop losses with the yen at the minute. Okay, so mixed dollar going into today's. So mixed dollar going into today's news releases. So the problem with the strength in the indices is that it's broadly kind of short term. It's a corrective. We saw excessive selling, you know, about a week and a half ago, as you probably fully aware, and we're now have a very significant rejection of that selling. It was probably very overcooked. There was no reason to, apart from the BOJ and the raising of the rates and the unwinding of the carry trade, which sort of freaked markets out as well, for these markets to react off a couple of mildly negative news events, it was a bit of an overreaction in our opinion. So further indices strength short term. Yes, but really we kind of want to keep all options open at this point. That's important to do. Let's keep options open. Let's look at charts with a with an open mind, and if they start to roll over to the downside, there's no reason why we wouldn't look to take advantage of that. And if they continue to rally, there might be a couple of opportunities there as well. Crude oil looking to sell below now the 75.70. Let's see if we do edge further lower. And it's really a mixed dollar going into today's news releases. So please note today's retail sales and unemployment numbers. Not an extremely volatile. We thought we'd get some significant. If that number came in below 3%, we thought we'd get a bit of So, yeah, I just think there's probably just it's a relatively mild focus, but it's still, we're looking for any kind of significant deviation off the numbers which are priced in. And if we get a big deviation on those numbers, then the markets will probably react aggressively as a result. It just remains to be seen whether we get much of a variation in those numbers to really cause that little market reaction. And don't forget, a lot of traders and investors are literally away from their desk at the minute, so it's not the most productive of market conditions at the minute, so try to bear that in mind, perhaps. So risk on, mixed market conditions, more broadly speaking. We want to keep all options open if we possibly can, and that just means have an open mind. We can look to buy, we can look to sell, just not necessarily get too stuck to one side or the other. And crude oil as well, looking to sell below 75.70. And more of a statement, really, we've got a mixed dollar going into today's news releases, which is about retail sales and unemployment numbers. And we probably will get a bit of volatility around those events if we see a strong deviation from the expected numbers. The narratives are interesting because we're kind of in this lower inflation rate pivot type narrative, soft landing, potential for the AI to reemerge, which lends itself to a risk on indice higher type trade, which is our focus. And the dollar is really all over the place. So it's really hard to work out what's going on there with the dollar. Bond yields do look like they're continuing to push lower. And again, the commodities, not that clear. We're getting gold rallying, we're getting crude oil selling. So not too clear. It's important to sort of cherry pick as much as possible, as always. Okay, so on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. This is obviously Thursday, so we'll have this session tomorrow morning. And we'll let you go there, guys. We'll switch rooms now to our European live trading mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, you're very, very welcome. Let's see if we get an opportunity to pull any triggers this morning. Hopefully we will. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts at just $59 per month. So hopefully you'll find that useful. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and connect with us there through our website if you have any questions. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves and we'll see you next time. Great stuff. We'll switch rooms now. We'll see you shortly. My pleasure. All the best, guys. Bye for now.